Now, if you stop and think just for a moment about how you're holding your body right now. Are you happy with your posture, the way you sit, stand, or even lie down? Well, your posture can mean a lot more than just a bad back or aches and pains in your neck. Your posture can have a lot to do with your bladder and bowel health. And it's to do, whether you're a man or a woman, with your pelvic floor muscles. So why is posture important for continence, and how can getting your pelvic floor right help with your posture? Sue Croft is a pelvic health physiotherapist. She's here today with your top tip for feeling a little bit better. Hello there, Sue.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So let's start with the pelvic floor. What is it? What does it do?
Okay, so the pelvic floor is a set of muscles that sit at the base of your pelvis, and they're very integral for all our very most personal bodily functions. So bladder control, bowel control, and of course part of the sexual process, and the vaginal muscles improve sensory awareness there and comfort or discomfort. So these pelvic floor muscles are really working in a way with your all the muscles around your pelvis, but also your abdominal muscles. So if you're holding yourself very stiffly and rigidly because you've been given a belief that you must always sit with excellent posture, and being a woman, you should always have your muscles, your abs turned on, and men too. They're very conscious at times about their abs. If they do a lot of exercise and weights, then their abs are really switched on. And then these pelvic floor muscles will co-contract or work with these pelvic floor muscles, will work with all the other muscles around the pelvis and the abdomen.
So what is the link with posture? Is it just that if we're overstretching those muscles, then it's going to affect the pelvic floor? Is it a bit more complicated than that?
So look, when we talked about the fact, let's talk about posture, the first thing I want to get across is that many health professionals can pathologise posture. They really exaggerate the importance of good posture. And we at physios, we've been great at doing this for a long time, saying you must really sit tall or your SIJ, your sacroiliac joints, might go out. And so what we know is that if you actually have these muscles and you're holding a posture very stiffly for a long time, then these muscles can cause pelvic pain because they work with the pelvic floor, and so you're just never relaxing your muscles. So all muscles love some relaxation time between the time that they're on. So if you shrug your shoulders up now, Kat, to your ears, you're not going to leave those muscles there for very long, otherwise you're going to develop pain. Mm. And so the pelvic floor, because it works so much with all these other muscles around the pelvis and your tummy, also will cause pain if you don't learn how to relax them. So my first thing is that one of the sayings that will help people remember how important it is to vary your posture is your best posture is your next posture. So change up your posture. And I was actually going to say to Kat, if she was in, that we've got to have a new hashtag, but we can do it in her absence, and she might even think about doing that, is we've all got to learn to dance like Kat Feeney, because dancing is the best thing when you've got some postural problems, because what happens is a lot of pain not only comes from muscle spasming, but it comes from nerves that are not sliding and gliding in their sheaths. And so if you dance and you do lots of wriggly movements with your arms and your legs and you're moving, you're going to develop a lot of postural fitness, but you're also going to keep those nerves gliding and sliding. So I think the hashtag dance like Kat Feeney has definitely got to be trending on Twitter this afternoon.
And I love the way she dances. She throws herself around with so much abandon that it's a joyous thing.
Absolutely joyous, and the movement is so important. And if I said to you, Kat, I want you to do like 48 arms up in the air to each side and 36 with your leg to the right and 36, you know, you would never do it. But if we turned on Thriller and started moving, that's what would happen. We'd be doing all these movements with our arms and legs, and we'd be listening to the music, which is going to be really flourishing and beautiful for our brain, our sensory brain map, which is going to help us with any pain. So dance like Kat Feeney is definitely the definite way to dance. But posture, I think postural fitness is very important. So just not only varying your posture, but if we load ourselves with a bit of exercise and movement, then we're not going to get really, instead of worrying about what posture we're holding, let's try and work for postural fitness. And that means moving. If you don't move it, you'll lose it, is definitely something that's important. And look, if you love a slump, a good slump or a good slouch, just think that that's not maybe the end of the world, that what it might be doing is actually relaxing your pelvic floor muscles and relaxing those back and shoulder muscles, which could be what's causing some of your pain. So don't get too hung up on posture and just learn a little bit about variation in posture and postural fitness.
Is there an exercise or trigger we can use to correct the posture and improve or strengthen our pelvic floor muscles, or is it all about this mindfulness of changing up your posture?
Absolutely. If you are someone who tends to hold yourself really rigidly and we're trying to introduce a slouch or a slump to get some relaxation in the muscles, then I say to people, look, put a little reminder in your phone and every hour just have a good slump or a slouch. And if you're the other way around, where you've got a bit of postural laziness, where you basically slouch all the time, well, then have that reminder in there to sit up a little taller, because you know the opposite is going to happen. As soon as you sit up tall, your tummy and pelvic floor are going to engage, and that's going to help with those things. In terms of what's the best exercise, like to know whether your pelvic floor needs to be up regulated, tightened exercise, or down-regulated because it's a little overactive, that really needs help from your local pelvic health physiotherapist, so they can give you some feedback. And that's for men and women. Like, men can suffer a lot of pelvic pain. They can get testicular or penile pain. They can get constipation, difficulties, anal pain. They can't evacuate their bowels properly. So all those things that happen to women a lot also happen to men, but it's a little bit more silent. They don't talk about it so much, but it's really important to understand the pelvic floor is very critical for all those basic functions. So rather than actually thinking, is there one exercise, you really got to know, first of all, what do you need to do? Is it that you need to upregulate it, or do you need to downregulate it?
So your top tip for today when it comes to posture and the pelvic floor, is it to dance like Kat Feeney?
Absolutely. Hashtag dance like Kat Feeney, definitely.
Sue Croft, pelvic health physiotherapist and author of the book Pelvic Floor Recovery. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Kat. Look forward to talking to you next time.
If you're used to watching